Hello and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 2 of Good Areas Knockout. I'm Behram Kazi, who you can find at Def Mango. To my right is Estelle Vasudevan, who you can find at Estelle Vasudevan, or Estelle underscore Vasudevan, number one, sorry. And then we've got Jared Kimber, as always, who you can find literally everywhere. And the host of this show, the Game Master, Varun Alvaconda, who you can find literally nowhere. Varun, I've heard that we're doing the GOAT ODI bowlers today. So explain to us, what exactly did you do over here?
Yeah, so the trickiest part of finding the 64 best ODI bowlers is how to compare space and spin. And I still don't think I know the correct answer. So what I did was I found the best spinners first. So I ended up with a list of about 20. And then I just filled the rest with pace. So the way I found it was the way I did the adjusted stats was I compared the paces and spinners to their error, and then I normalized them to the current error. Again, I said it in the batting videos as well. It's like I'm making an assumption of linearity, where I'm assuming if a spinner was 20% better or a pacer was 20% better in their error, they'll be 20% better now. That may or may not be true. There might be certain skills that might make them even better or even much worse now. We don't really know unless we see them happen.
And how many times did you randomize the draw?
So this time, I actually ranked the pacers and spinners. So the seeding should be much fairer.
Oh,
at least I think.
Okay. I only did the draw once. This is going to be interesting then. Okay,
exactly. It feels a little bit
So how are you guys feeling?
That it's not going to be as crap as last time.
It might be. I don't know. There's a few tricky ones in there.
Okay, well, let's kick things off then. Round of 64.
All right, the first battle, we have Joel Garner versus Jasprit Bumrah.
What?
That's your first battle?
I'm just joking.
Yeah,
I'm
just joking. Knew he was going to
fuck with us. I'm
not that
cool. It's Joel Garner versus Zahir Khan.
Okay. We write the person that we get rid of, is that right?
No, actually, so this time I think we write down the guys you want to go through. I think the comments did state that.
Well, it's knockout, right? So you're knocking someone out.
Yeah, but no, that makes more sense if you're picking the person you want to go through. That's what.
Yeah, because I think the comments said that it's easier to follow that way.
Okay, well, let's do it.
So write down who you want to go through.
Okay, let's do this.
Oh, no, is it visible?
Oh, yeah, everyone save Garner. I know that my scribbling is not really, you know, legible over here, but I wrote Garner over Zahir, so just to confirm that I saved
Joel. So one thing I will do differently is I won't tell you the numbers for the guys who go through. I'll only tell you the numbers for the guys who were eliminated. You won't know the numbers until you actually need to know.
I don't think either of us wants to know Zahir Khan's numbers because we know that he wasn't as good as Garner. So
his adjusted is like adjusted strike rate of 32 and adjusted economy of 5.5.
All right, so Zahir Khan is out, Garner is through. Let's go to the next round.
The next one is Sean Pollock versus Graeme Swann.
Oh, okay. All right. I think I've messed this up over here. Oh, but it didn't matter. I went with Swanee, but you guys have saved Pollock. That's fine.
Pretty impressive numbers there. Adjusted strike rate of 34 and an adjusted econ of 4.8 for Swan.
Okay.
But did we make the right choice?
You have to find out.
All right. He's not going to tell us Pollock's adjusted numbers. But what if... Okay, so he'll eventually be knocked out. All right. I feel like, it's a tough call to kind of save an off-spinner ahead of like one of South Africa's finest. But I don't know. I remember Swan being really good. Maybe that was more so Test cricket.
No, he was quite good in ODIs and T20s as well.
Hmm. Yeah, he's not better than Pollock.
Yeah.
I mean, Pollock took almost 400 wickets. Like, even if his numbers were slightly better, it doesn't matter because Pollock took 400 wickets.
Yeah.
Or 348 or whatever it was.
So the next one is Dennis Lilly versus Ian Bishop.
That's really hard. What's the minimum amount of wickets? Because Lilly wouldn't have taken many wickets, would he?
Okay, so for that one, for the Pacers, I had 146 for most of them. And then, I had a list of about 54 bowlers sorted. So the last 10, I just saw which Pacers between 100 and 146 wickets.
All right.
And I added them in.
Are we ready?
Jeez. No, I'm not ready. I wasn't ready for someone I wasn't ready for either of those guys. Okay. I have no idea. I'm just going to guess someone.
Yeah, well, I think all of us have kind of just gone on a whim. Oh,
okay,
so
Dennis Lilly goes through.
Jared wanted to save Ian Bishop, but he's been knocked out. And Dennis Lilly has made it to the next round. Varun.
Well, I would assume that Dennis Lilly's peak was actually probably during the late 70s where he wasn't playing ODIs. Hmm. So
Bishop's adjusted numbers are a striker of about 30 and a bowling econ of 5.5.
Okay, not as special as I thought they were going to be. But yeah, I don't know with Lily. Lily wasn't always around, and then he played later on when he wasn't that good, and, you know, who knows. He didn't play a lot. Through the 70s, there weren't many ODIs to play in.
yeah, so the next one is Wazim Akram versus Harbhajan Singh.
That's if you've done Budgie dirty over there, dude.
You can tell which players he likes by who he puts them up against.
Okay, this is straightforward.
Wazim Akram goes through. Yep,
Waz goes through.
Yeah, Budgie has an adjusted strike rate of 42 and adjusted econ of 4.5. So a defensive spinner. Yeah.
Yep. I mean, most finger spinners are going to be defensive spinners, aren't they? Which is what was interesting about Swan's record.
Yeah.
So we have Richard Hadlee versus Adil Rashid.
Ooh. Adil Rashid does have a pretty decent ODI record.
Yeah. That's a good choice.
No, I'm not going to mess this up. Hadlee definitely goes through.
Calmer than I expected there. Yeah, so Rashid again, I think his strike rate's his strike rate's 35 and his econ is 5.6.
So he's not as good as Swan as far as adjusted numbers are concerned.
No, but I think I didn't do match factor for this, but there was a point where he was averaging 30, whereas every other spinner was averaging like 60 in the same games. So I do think there's probably an element of that. So the next one, he probably had a few
flat wickets, didn't he, in there?
Yeah, few, I think.
I mean, they were scoring over 350 every game, and he was bowling fine.
Yeah.
We have two left-handed Aussie bowlers going up against each other, Nathan Bracken and Mitchell Johnson.
Okay, all right.
Oh, that's hard.
This is a tough one, Estelle, right? Because
is Estelle going to be okay here?
Yeah.
Because I feel like a lot of people would save Bracken, and Estelle has saved Bracken. So it all comes down to Jared Kimber then, because I've saved Mitch Johnson. Oh damn, Daniel!
I was not expecting it.
No, actually, you know what?
Bracken is the worst bowler ever.
No, he was a great one day bowler. No good.
I actually was about to go for Bracken because he's won 2 World Cups and he was quite decent for Australia in that period. But I don't know, Mitch Johnson was just more rock and roll.
I think Mitch Johnson's worst format was ODI, though. I think T20, he was probably more suited in Test cricket. Yeah. He was very good.
So Johnson's adjusted strike rate is 29. His adjusted econ is 5.1.
Hmm. Not terrible.
Not too bad on econ, considering he's a strike bowler. I'm happy with Bracken.
Yeah, I'm also not, upset about losing Mitch Johnson.
I think they're close enough. It doesn't matter.
I don't think either of them are going to win.
Yeah.
You never know. So we have Saeed Ajmal versus Malcolm Marsh.
What?
Oh, fuck off.
Dude, this is that, what did he do? Rohit versus Viv, right?
Yeah.
It's similar to Rohit versus Viv.
I don't know. Did I remember?
I don't know Malcolm Marshall's record on the top of my head.
Okay. The only thing I know about Marshall is he didn't get a lot of wickets for someone who he should have.
Jared and Barham were?
No. Oh, Malcolm Marshall is out.
Oh, damn.
Right. Yeah.
I think my memory of Malcolm Marshall is he was a great defensive bowler who didn't take as many wickets in one-day cricket as he did in Test cricket. Whereas every time, anytime Varun's ever sent us advanced metrics, Ajmal's near the top.
Okay. So also, Malcolm Marshall has an adjusted strike rate of 36 Ajmal and an adjusted econ of 4.7.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, that's not a particularly good record. Maybe he just didn't like the white ball.
Hmm. Also, Ajmal was carrying Pakistan's attack, right? Like, that guy was Pakistan's strike bowler for so long. So, yeah, I'm happy with that choice. Okay.
The next one is Brad Hogg versus Jason Gillespie.
Ooh. Okay. Let's see. I feel like we're going to get a split on this one. Because
how many wickets did Gillespie play?
Jared loves Brad Hogg, doesn't he?
Dizzy has 142 wickets.
Oh.
What's Hogg got?
I would have expected him to have more wickets. Oh, we've got a split here. Estelle has saved Hogg. I've saved Dizzy. Let's see where Jared goes with this. And Dizzy survives.
Dizzy goes through. All right.
Yep.
So I think Hogg was good, but I'd be shocked if Hogg's record was better than Swan's.
Hogg has an adjusted strike rate of 32 and an adjusted econ of 4.8.
It's almost.
Oh, so that's pretty similar to Swan's then, isn't it?
Yeah, parity with Swan, I'd say.
From what I remember,
Swan had an adjusted strike rate of 34, I believe, and an econ of 4.something.
Yeah,
I'm also completely guessing on Gillespie's numbers because I can't even remember how many times. Like, I'm not sure he ever won a World Cup, did he? Because he was always injured.
2003.
I think he was injured.
He missed the whole tournament. Mm.
No, I think he plays one game, doesn't he, Jared?
Oh, did he play in the first game? He certainly missed the majority of the tournament.
Yeah, he misses it, yeah. Then I think
that's why Bickle was in the side.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. And Bickle scored runs as well.
So the next one, we have finally have two fast bowlers going up against each other. Alan Donald and Pat Cummins.
Ooh. Estelle, I'm looking at you.
Wait, what?
First, remember in the first episode, Estelle was going one name per page, and now she's gone for like 5 billion names per page. Yeah, everyone saved Donald over here. So Pat Cummins is gone. It's like two extremes with Estelle. First, she was against trees.
I actually tried to get a whiteboard to do it, but I don't have any markers that work.
The Cummins is adjusted numbers are, sorry, not the normal numbers, I guess. Econ of 5.3 and a strike rate of 33.
Mm. Yeah, so it's not terrible. It's just that Alan Donald's in the top 3 best strike bowlers in the history of ODI cricket.
Yeah, I mean, it was always going to be tough beating Alan Donald, but noble idea of the whiteboard. Like, I might actually invest in one because I do have a marker, right?
No, I mean, I have my Nevius one. I just don't have a marker that works. It's all dried up.
Ah. So. Oh, okay.
You come here. I've got about 40 markers.
And yet you're using... Oh, yeah, you are using a marker. Estelle's using the pen. Which makes
Using a marker, but I'm not using the whiteboard. I suppose I could use my iPad. Anyway.
No, why don't you just use an iPad? It's easier.
The point was that Estelle is now saving all the trees by writing all the names she possibly can on a single page.
We got Flintoff versus Zampa.
Oh, God.
All right, then. Now it's getting exciting.
Yeah. I think one of the funniest comments I saw on the last one was like, they were like, oh, Bahraman is still easily influenced by Jared. And then in the first 10 minutes, you guys eliminated like Hussey, Butler, and Joe Root. So I was like, how about that?
Yeah. I even saved Virat in the end, but here we go. Ooh. And Flintoff goes. Zorbi survives.
Who's Zorbi? Zampa.
Zorbi. Zampa.
I think you guys have forgotten how good Flintoff was.
But
I'm surprised Vedram didn't go for Flintoff.
I love Flintoff, but I think Adam Zampa is criminally underrated in ODIs, right?
Yeah. So I think Flintoff
has an adjusted strike rate of 30 and an adjusted econ about 4.98.
Oh, yeah. So those are pretty fantastic numbers. Maybe we fucked up over
there. Are you confident Zampa would be better? That's what you need to pick now.
Right. Yeah.
So the next one, we have like two of the big three going up against each other. Bumrah versus Rabada.
Oh, my God. This is wrong. And you said that there was going to be no chaos in the first round, right? And here we are.
Seated.
We've unanimously voted Rabada out.
That's what you want, right? You don't want that extreme battle in the first round.
Is Rabada a great...
I mean,
Econ is 5.1, his striker is 32.
Yeah. That's not bad, it's not as good
as Freddie
Flintoff.
He's an okay strike bowler. Yeah. Well, no, because Flintoff's great. You were both idiots on that one.
Okay, so the next one, we have two Kiwis up against each other. Bolt versus Vettori.
I think everyone's going with one name here. Yeah, well, it is unanimous. Dan Vettori has been knocked out.
Yeah, I think when Cheyenne and I did this, we had Vettori as one of the best defensive bowlers of all time.
Yeah.
For spinners. So his econ, adjusted strike rate is 42. Adjusted econ is 4.3.
Yeah, a brilliant defensive bowler, but he's going up against Bolt and the new ball and all the World Cup stuff.
Yeah, this is a bit of a chaos matchup here. You got Glenn McGrath versus Shahid Afridi.
I mean, I love Shahid Afridi in white ball cricket, but he's got to go over here.
So Afridi's adjusted strike rate is 41. Adjusted econ is 4.9. Yeah, well, one thing that surprised me is how surprisingly mediocre he was as a
So that's because he got really, really good later in his career.
Yeah.
And for the longest time, he was just average. But if you look at Afridi from like 2009 to 13, 14, he was like ridiculously good.
He was also a defensive leg spinner, right? Which because they had attacking bowlers around him all the time. So
we might have another defensive leg spinner in there soon. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Surprise us.
There was it. All right. We have next one is Makaya Ntini versus Craig McDermott.
Oh. Jesus Christ.
Wow.
That's a This is the sort of thing that, like, you really have to remember your full memory here, don't you? Yeah. To actually go back and be like, I don't even remember a TD as a.
I don't remember the numbers.
I actually do remember Entini as a good white ball bowler, but I've heard stuff about McDermott. I've never watched McDermott play, but he is one of those names that, you know, your uncles and aunts tell you about. But regardless, I'm still saving Entini over here.
Then I watched McDermott play.
Okay.
And okay.
I'm not your auntie.
Oh yeah, I mean, wasn't he done? Wasn't he done with international cricket in the early 90s?
Late 90s, right?
Entini is late just 90s. A strike rate is
mid.
Mid 90s. When I'm born 90s, in 94 still. So of course I didn't watch
him. Sachin in one of those Australian series. I remember that. That's why.
I mean,
that's one of the only reasons I know who he is.
It checks out because Yeah,
he's the lead bowler in the 87 World Cup, and he's one of the first guys to really nail the off-cutter. My guess is that his figures are almost identical to Entini's. That's why they're seeded together.
I think Entini's adjusted strike rate is 29, adjusted econ of 5.1.
It's pretty good. Yep. So he was pretty decent. My memory of Entini checked out, but I'm not like worried about this because, again, you hear McDermott's name a lot, and I've seen clips and footages and all of that stuff. And Estelle, you're not my auntie. So don't worry about that.
I don't know why you're laughing at me, Bera. She still looks younger than you.
Everyone looks younger than me, Jared. Until I shave and then shit hits me.
Except for me. I think I look older than Bera.
Yeah, that might be true.
Yeah.
What was this? Okay. Oh, yeah. The next one is Murli versus Voss.
Ooh.
That's something.
Now, see, you've broken Estelle's heart. You've broken Estelle and her auntie's heart.
I think that's unfair, isn't it? To us.
It is. It is super unfair because no way does Voss survive this, right?
Cricket 8 brings you this show. They are a new player in the game trying to educate fans on what is really happening in cricket. Head over for their watch-alongs, podcasts and articles on what is happening on the field and why it matters. Cricket 8 is your place for cricket intelligence.
All right, so Voss's adjusted numbers are a strike rate of 34 and an econ of 4.8.
So he's still good, a defensive actually. Bowler.
Yeah. I mean, those are like identical to Graham Swann's numbers, isn't it?
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
But like coming up against Murli.
That's what everyone called him.
Yeah, not a lot of people are winning versus Murli, right? So tough luck.
So the next one, we have a battle of errors in a way, right? We have one from the dawn of ODI cricket. And another modern bowler here. We've got Abdul Qadir versus Mustafizur Rahman.
Ooh. Ouch.
Abdul Qadir. Jesus, I wasn't expecting that.
I was not expecting that at all.
I can't. Wait a minute. I'm going to have to look. I can't even remember his numbers.
But you can't look at numbers, Jared. You're cheating then.
No. With Abdul Qadir, I think we have to. My God.
I can give you his raw numbers if you want.
Yeah, I'm only looking at raw numbers.
Yeah, his raw strike rate was 4.1. Sorry, econ was 4.1. And the raw strike rate was 39. Mustafizur Rahman.
Oh, I guess. Okay, fine.
Okay. Yeah, so Abdul Qadir is out. And Estelle is yet to show her selection.
Yeah, I changed my mind.
Oh, okay. She changed her mind and everyone saved Fizz. So Fizz goes through? Yeah, Fizz goes through. And I mean, look.
So I can tell you this. So we were looking at numbers. Abdul Qadir has one of the great numbers for a spinner.
His adjusted
strike rate is 32 and he adjusted econ of 4.6.
Damn. I mean, look, we all knew that, like, he's one of those names that the streets will never forget. And in his era, he was, you know, the only leg spinner doing his thing. But
according to Imran Khan, he would have 1,000 wickets if he had DRS.
Yeah, according to Imran Khan, a lot of things would happen. But the Fizz is probably, you know, Bangladesh's best ever or most skillful bowler, right? So I suppose, even if his numbers don't quite stack up, he still deserves to go through.
Abdul Qadir was a really good ODI bowler, but I'm not sure there's a lot between those two.
So the next one is Shane Bond versus Kapil Dev.
Okay.
Are you trying to get Kapil Dev out early?
This is going to be chaotic because both Estelle and I have picked Bond. And he's out already, regardless of whatever Jared goes for. He's still thinking, though.
Mm. Yeah, I'm trying to work out.
Even if it's redundant, he's still thinking.
Yeah, I still have to get it right. I mean, Kapil Dev is probably like Chaminda Voss. So I would say Kapil Dev was a great defensive bowler. I'm not sure he was a great attacking bowler.
Okay, so that's three votes for Shane Bond, and Kapil Dev has been eliminated in the first round. All right,
so Kapil
now
has
it's getting
an
spicy.
Adjusted strike rate of 35, an adjusted econ of 4.9.
It's not amazing then, is it?
It's a defensive team.
Whereas
how you rate them is up to you guys.
I don't even care what Shane Bond's numbers say because he was theater. Anyone who's watched him bowl, especially in that 2003 World Cup time, right? Like, I mean, he was electric. Who wouldn't want to view that?
So yeah,
we've pissed off a lot of Kapil Dev fans in the comments, haven't we?
Yeah, I think one of my favorite comments was like Kapil Dev was the same level of bowling talent as Bumrah. So that's fun.
Well, they're both mammals.
And they're both from India, so I guess there's some commonalities there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the next one is Shaheen versus Mone Morgul.
Jesus.
Damn.
I just realized, like, I just don't think I actually think that much about...
bowlers.
No, ODI bowlers. Yeah. Like, if this was Test, I would not have any issues. Obviously, ODI batters I have some views on. I just feel like I have... absolutely nothing.
Yeah, I think my favorite comment from the last one is the pain in Jared's face to not talk about the cricketer from the 1740s.
Well, that was also a problem.
There's no mention of Jack Blackham? What the fuck? Why am I here?
Don't worry, we'll do auto batting at some point, Jared. Don't worry.
Oh, so you guys have gone with Mone Morgul. Shaheen goes. Interestingly enough, Shaheen has been taking his wickets at a very fast rate in ODIs, but of course the regression is there for everyone to see.
26 and his econ is 5.7. He's one of the elite strike bowlers. So that is true there.
I mean, I feel like Shaheen's regression has kind of gone against him over here, right? That we've all seen. But yeah, I was recently, when I was covering the Pakistan versus South Africa tour, that's when I came to know that he's taking his wickets at an astronomical rate. Like, it's insane. But still, Mone had a very distinguished career as well.
I think Mone is a pretty good strike bowler himself and was probably more economical.
Yeah, he definitely was more economical.
All right, so the next one is Imran Tahir versus Josh Hazel.
Oh my God. Dude, you don't do that in the first round. One of the really good ones will have to go. I know what Estelle is going for. Yep. So Estelle tried. She tried to save the half, but he's gone. Imran Tahir is through.
All I would say is they spent years not picking him. So how can you pick Hazelwood over Tahir?
His strike rate is 34 and econ of 4.8.
Yeah, another great defensive. I think we're against the defensive seamers, it seems here.
Yeah. And also Imran Tahir, I mean, his raw numbers are amazing in ODIs. That's, at least I know that.
Yeah. For him, I think his raw will be close to his adjusted, so you'll be fine there. Yeah. So the next one is Shane Warne versus Kyle Mills.
Damn. I mean, I know there's a cult following of Kyle Mills, but how does he survive this one, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I might be part of the cult, and even I didn't save him. I still went with Warne.
Yeah, I mean, Warney. Yeah, so in his raw numbers, he's averaging, what, 25, 27 in ODI cricket? Something like that, right?
We're talking about Mills now, so stop talking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So Mills has an adjusted strike rate of 32 and an adjusted econ of 5.1.
Yes.
Okay.
Better than
I would have expected the econ to be a bit lower, actually.
Very clever bowler.
He was very clever.
Is that the end of round one?
Did he create the three-quarter seam, Jared?
Yep.
Okay, so is that the end of round one or not?
No, we got a few more.
Okay.
So we got Michael Holding versus Jawagal Srina.
I feel like this is a deja vu moment for me. Where has this happened before? Where have these two guys been compared prior? Has there been some content?
Like a test draft at some point.
There's been some content on this, man. Like, or maybe I've just lived this moment in a dream or something.
I have absolutely no idea of what Holding's numbers are. I'll just assume it's Holding.
Everyone has gone with Mikey.
Yeah.
And
the only reason I've gone with Holding really is because Marshall wasn't very good in ODI, so I'm assuming Holding was. It's literally based on that.
Has the adjusted strike rate of 32 and an adjusted econ of 5.4.
Oh, so
a low end strike bowler.
Basically.
Yeah. So the next one is Matt Henry versus Shakib Al Hasan.
Okay. This should be interesting because I expect a split. I don't expect this to be unanimous. So here we go. Oh, yeah. So it is a split already.
It is a split so far, yeah.
And Shakib has eliminated Matt Henry. Now that's an interesting one, guys.
That is definitely an interesting one.
Yeah. Matt Henry has played two ODI World Cup finals and his ODI record at least is outstanding. That's probably his best format.
So his strike rate is 29 and his econ is 5.2.
you guys have made a mistake over here. Shakib should have gone.
But how many wickets does he have, Matt Henry?
165.
It's a decent amount.
How many does Shakib have?
317.
Okay, but Shakib has played a lot more, and he's played in an era where ODIs were played a lot more.
I think that's why he does rate him higher.
I suppose.
But what I'm saying is, I think if Matt Henry plays a full career, he would be a bit above Shakib, but he hasn't played a full career yet, right? Whereas Shakib has played a full career. And so that's my thinking, that even if his numbers were slightly better. But yeah. But it also comes back to the whole spinners versus pacers thing, right?
Yeah, kind of does.
All right, so Mitchell Stark versus Ajit Agarkar.
Okay, all right then.
That just feels like, again, you just wanted to, you're just upset at the Indian
Chief
Selector.
I can't believe we already eliminated Vaas and that guy's like Agarkar sitting this.
I mean, look, Agarkar and
Vaas. No, we're in the same round.
It is the same round. And Agarkar
hasn't made it out of the round yet.
Agarkar has like 288 ODI wickets or something. So it's not a terrible career by any means. But Mitch Stark is one of the.
Adjusted strike rate of 29, adjusted econ of 5.82.
Oh,
okay.
So strike bowler.
Wow.
Strike bowler is like the textbook definition of a strike bowler.
Stark would probably, like, I would assume, make the later rounds or maybe even the semifinals or stuff. And Agarkar, like, if Agarkar was up against, like, a Vaas or maybe a Kapil Dev or one of those guys, Srinath, this would be interesting. I would probably save Agarkar if he was up against Srinath, right? And also, if, just in case no one has noticed, Jared went with his psychopath tendencies of writing the first name again. For Mitchell Stark, he wrote Mitch, who might be the only person in the world to do that.
Yeah, there's about like five different Aussies named Mitch as well. They played for Australia.
I could have written Mr. Healy.
There's a Satner as well who's a Mitch, right?
Wait, what's the highest, like, Mitches per square foot in an ODI game, where you reckon?
We should do a quick
fix. We have to go through
the best Mitches.
Dan Leakey did the team, didn't he, where you could pick Mitch Marsh, Mitch Johnson, Mitch Stark, and then you could have Sean Marsh as well. Like, the whole idea was how many Mitches and how many Marshes can you fit into one side.
I saw that. Also, Daryl Mitchell could also count, right, as a Mitch?
Hey.
This is a Quick Picks idea. When we're absolutely exhausted of all ideas and we don't know where to go with Quick Picks, we do this.
Yeah, a tool starting with the letter M, along those lines. All right, the next one.
How about a Mitches versus Muhammad 11?
Yeah, ooh. Oh, that's a tough one.
I like it.
Because I'm assuming Muhammad is the most used name.
Is there a John
11?
I think there's a John as well. You can almost do modern day England for Ollie and Oliver's as well.
Yeah,
by the way.
That's true. No,
I think one of the ones I saw was really
interesting.
I think, one of the things I saw was like the name that sounds like their role. So, like, you know, like Bolt is a fast bowler, things like that.
Oh yeah, so onomatopoeias, that's what you call that, right?
No, that's not onomatopoeia. Onomatopoeia is like, that's different.
The damn.
It's like bam. Yeah. That's like,
Okay.
All right, let's move on.
You're talking about the other one, of which name I've forgotten. Everyone listening is going to remember it. But yes, you're talking about that one.
Like
anyway,
Joe Root, I guess.
Joe Root, what? Likes the Root.
He's rooted himself into the England batting lineup.
Okay, all right, now you're pushing it.
Yeah, okay. Chris Pringle versus Anil Kumble.
I've Devereaux'd myself.
You're not doing that thing with Derek Pringle? Is this an actual contest?
This is an actual contest. Chris Pringle versus Anil Kumble.
Oh, Chris Pringle. Okay.
Yeah.
I wonder why you were talking about Derek Pringle. I was like...
I don't even think I know who Chris Pringle is. So
what are you talking about? He's the guy with the bottle tops in Pakistan.
Oh, that guy. Right. Anyway, Kumble is the one I'm seeing.
His son played for the Netherlands.
So Chris Pringle has an adjusted strike rate of 25, an adjusted econ of 5.8.
Holy shit. Poor Chris Pringle.
He's one of the, like, I think there was any strike bowlers we have.
He definitely is the best Pringle, and I'm including the chips over here, right?
What? How many games did he play?
64.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Wickets?
103 wickets.
Okay.
Yeah. Hmm. I mean, I remember him being really good. I just don't remember him playing very much. That's all.
Yeah, fair. So the next one is Saqlain Mushtaq versus Lasith Malinga.
Oh. Now, this is going to be a bit rough because I love both of these guys. And Saki goes through. Well, Estelle did try her best to save Malinga over there.
Yeah. When you said Saqlain, I was going to write Saqlain, and then you said Malinga. So
Yeah, so Malinga's adjusted strike rate is 30, adjusted Ekwon is 5.7.
Yeah, but then Saclan is one of the best. So he's no Pringle. Pringle, but Saki's also like...
Jared, fewer.
So if you look at raw numbers, Saclan's average and strike rate, I think, is even better than Murli, but it's the longevity thing that isn't there, right? Which Murli has. Yeah.
So the next one is Yuzi Chahal versus Damien Fleming.
Yuzi Chahal made it to the best 64? Damn.
Yeah, of course he's there. He's a spinner.
God, I don't know where to go with that.
Yeah.
I think these are the most fun parts about this because you guys are like not remembering anyone. Instead of like the elite ones.
Well, I'm just not sure how much Fleming... Again, it's just... you say... You guys not remembering anyone. You picked someone who had 64 matches a minute ago. Like,
Yeah.
In the 90s.
That's like, what, like 2 months in the 90s?
Yeah. I can't remember. I can't remember how much Damien Fleming bowled.
He played 88 games and took 134 wickets.
He did have some moments though, right? Like, I remember
Fleming. He almost lost a game.
I know you said he's like a really talented bowler. That's all I remember.
Oh, that's unanimous then.
We've all
gotten rid of Yuzi Chahal.
A few years ago, I realized that trying to find the best stories in cricket was impossible for any fan. I even tried to get funding to make my own cricket Huffington Post. It never quite worked. But luckily, we finally have someone filling this massive void in our game, Best of Cricket. They scour the publications everywhere to find, quite simply, all the best news and the greatest stories on our sport. Then they make it just as easy. They either email it or WhatsApp it direct to you. Cricket's greatest tales delivered to your device. This is truly the best of cricket.
Yeah, Chahal's strike rate is 31. His Ekwon is 5.3.
I should have picked him. Okay.
Pretty good numbers, actually.
I wasn't sure. And even now, I'd be interested to see how Fleming's numbers hold up.
We have Mohammad Shami versus Mushtaq Ahmed.
Ooh.
Oh, well, that's unfair.
Damn. You've gone with one of Jared's favorite cricketers
and
someone who we've done so much work on of how he's underrated. So, man, this is going to be a tough one, but I've made my choice. So, yeah, Shami is unanimous then. Through. He survives.
Yeah, so Mushtaq has a adjusted strike rate of 41, adjusted Ekwon of 4.6.
Yeah, so defensive.
Is he a leggy, right? He was a defensive leggy, right?
He wasn't defensive when he started, but again, his career kind of overlaps with Saclan a little bit as well.
Yeah.
And he sort of became more defensive as the years went on. But when he started, he was like a really exciting attacking leggy and then got a bit boring.
In the 92 World Cup, he was an attacking leggy. He was there to pick up wickets. Yeah.
He was for a couple of years and then he flipped.
Yeah. So Waqar Yunus versus Darren Goff.
Okay.
So it's important that Goffy knows this, that I didn't put him up against Waqar Yunus.
Yeah, I mean, Darren Goff was really, really good for England at one point in time. But Waqar Yunus has the most number of fifers in ODI cricket history at 12.
So Goffy's adjusted strike rate is 31. Adjusted Ekwon is 5.1.
Those are pretty good numbers.
Yeah.
How did you end up seeding him next to Waqar Yunus then?
No, I told you, man. I ranked them and then I put them in the seeding.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, so that's why you have like the best sends up with the people who are... I guess the worst, I guess.
I understand your rationale behind doing this, but for some reason, I enjoyed it when it was more chaotic, right?
I think that one's pretty chaotic.
It is. Well, I mean...
They're also oddly similar bowlers.
But anyone who went up with Waqar, like most people who went up against Waqar would have lost this one. So,
yeah, we have Ajanta Mendes versus Imran Khan.
Ooh. Damn. So... Again, Imran probably didn't play as much one days. But yeah, I've actually gone Mendes. And I was actually expecting
Mendes. Okay, so this is where I think you need to look at the entire career. Now, before you speak, Mendes got dropped before he even reached like 30. How is he a better bowler than Imran Khan?
Because for that brief period...
I'll tell you Mendes' numbers. So his adjusted striker is 25, adjusted Ekwon of 5.
Yes, but people would pick his carom ball up. So the adjusted numbers probably don't mean anything.
Because for the rest of his career, he would have averaged like 83. at a strike rate of at an economy of 7. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I got what you mean.
But like for two or three years in between, or maybe 1.5 year, whatever, however long it was, no one could read or pick up Mendes, right? Yeah.
Except for like Sehwag, who was like, he's an off spinner, you idiots, just smash him.
He was taking
Imran Khan.
Yeah.
Imran Khan started his career before there was a men's or a women's World Cup and finished by winning the fifth one.
In the white,
and you're comparing him
to
a guy who had a good 18 months. A great 18 months.
Yeah. So the next one
he was good, but he's not Imran Khan, right?
Yeah.
He's good, but...
Thank you.
Did Imran see his best bowling days in ODIs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, then you guys
87 World Cup, man.
I lose this.
Yeah, 87 World Cup, yeah. So Kuldeep Yadav versus Shoaib Akhtar.
Okay. That is chaos right there.
Oh,
we've got some
God.
Chaos rounds. We've got one more chaos one before the end of the first round.
How many wickets does Kuldeep have?
Good question.
Probably 180.
179. I think this was before the final.
Holy shit, I guessed.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be 180. I think this was before the final. So.
Okay, so 181 then. Damn.
Yeah.
Complete shot in the dark. I had no idea.
Yeah, I'll tell you what the show about.
Ooh.
Who's going through?
All right, Kuldeep's gone. Estelle and I have saved Shoaib, and Kuldeep has to walk away in
Kuldeep
the first
has
round.
Kuldeep has an econ of 5 and a normal strike rate of 32.
You know where this game is flawed? This game is flawed because Kumble has gone through to the next round and Kuldeep has been eliminated.
Kumble was great, man.
Yeah, but if those two come up against each other, I'm saving Kuldeep.
That's fair.
I think Kuldeep's a better bowler than Shoaib. I think you're wrong there. Hmm. In one day cricket.
We'll see.
Brett Lee versus Ravichandran Ashwin.
All right. I think I feel like this is going to be unanimous. I know who's going out because I know what Estella said. And yeah, Binger, 3 votes, goes through.
Ashwin.
Ashwin's ODI record isn't that great, is it?
So, econ of 4.9, strike rate of 40.
Yeah, good defensive bowler.
Defensive. All right, the final round of the first one. Final battle, sorry. Curtly Ambrose versus Dale Steyn.
Damn. Now, that is extreme chaos.
I think they're like oddly similar to each other.
Yeah, I suppose.
So,
like,
yeah.
Not a lot would separate those two. And whoever is going to miss out is going to be very unlucky.
Yeah.
So
people will slag you guys off in the comments, regardless of who you are.
Well, they're going to slag you off for seeding them this way. Okay?
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. I actually think in the first round, you should get more flack. In the second round, from then on in, it's probably us. But if you're going to put these two next to each other.
Yeah. Okay. Ooh.
Curtly
goes through and Steyn is out. I actually went with Steyn because I felt like, you know, maybe he didn't play as much of this format as he should have, but he was amazing in it. But yeah, I have no issue with Curtly going through.
So adjusted striker of 30, adjusted econ of 5.
I can't imagine that Curtly's not going to be in the fours for adjusted strike rate. And I think he's, in the fours for econ. And I would assume he's going to be lower on average as well. So I think he's probably going to beat him in both.
All right.
Yeah.
But that's the end of the first round. How do you guys feel?
Terrible. Let's finish.
Not as bad as I did after the first round of the batters, right? Yeah. I feel better than that.
That's true. I think there's not as many rogue ones this time. So you guys.
Estelle
are all right.
Hasn't even bothered to comment. She's like, I'm just fine staying silent on this one.
All right. So should we begin the next round?
The fun of it is eliminating like good players in the first round, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So the first round, battle of the second round. We have Joel Garner versus Sean Pollock.
Okay. So I guess we're about to find out Sean Pollock's adjusted numbers because it's a unanimous vote for Joel Garner.
So Pollock's adjusted numbers are a strike rate of 35 and an econ of 4.2.
So I was right. Wow. I was right to save Swan in a way.
What? Well, you can't compare. Can you see what his econ was?
It's 4.2, right? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So if you ever do like a graph, I think he's just at the top left on his own. He's basically one of one.
Would he be the greatest defensive bowler in ODI cricket?
I'd imagine so. Him like Ambrose as well.
If you go back and you just have a look, the amount of times he was like none for 16 or 8 overs and stuff at the start of the game.
I think he has a better true econ than Bumrah as well since 99.
Also,
and I reckon Alan Donald was bowling first change. So literally, he was doing it with like people like Steve Elworthy at the other end.
On that note, I have a question. Does Courtney Walsh have terrible ODI numbers? Because he didn't even make your list.
No, he has. He didn't make the cut, I think. His numbers are like distinctively mediocre from memory.
Okay.
Even wow. after like the short second round shortlist.
So Yuzi Chahal makes it ahead of
yeah. Quirk. He's a good spinner, man. I told you, I did the spinners Chahal. First.
Yeah.
Fine, then
yeah.
I did the paces. Yeah.
Fair.
You'd say Chahal's in the 20 best spinners though.
Rashid probably didn't, yeah. right? So
yeah, but no, Rashid.
I just yeah, you didn't have Rashid Khan.
Nah, I just didn't think his record versus the good teams was good enough.
Hmm.
So it's very important to everyone who's going to comment here that we did not vote Rashid Khan out. Yeah. Baron did.
Yes, yeah, yeah. exactly.
He I wasn't think he here can because be a good bowler versus them. It just hasn't been.
So, Baron called the shots when he decided not to have Rashid Khan in the list of his 64 best ODI bowlers. Let me just.
He isn't, though. All right, so the next one we have Dennis Lilly versus Wasim Akram.
Oh, well. There's going to be Dennis a very, well. Very exciting quarterfinal, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
Already, I can see it.
Quarterfinal, there.
Yeah.
So Lily, right, Lily so goes, Lily, but I remember you telling me, Varun, that Lily was great in ODI cricket as far as his numbers were concerned.
Yeah. So his adjusted strike rate is 28. Adjusted econ is 5.1.
Oh.
That's good. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is pretty good.
Yeah. So the next one is, where am I? Richard Hadley versus Nathan Bradkin.
Oh, man. This is going to be fun.
Okay.
What? I'm
like,
sorry,
for some reason, since when it's like Jared, I was like, when did Jared start supporting Sunrisers Hyderabad for a second?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Who writes it down as SRH?
I think that's one of the things they refer to him as, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
I've never heard
SRT is common, and SRH to me is just Sunrisers Hyderabad.
So Bracken's adjusted strike rate is 30, adjusted econ is 4.9.
What are we talking about here? And you were questioning my Bracken decision earlier. If you're at 30 and you're under 5, you
who
at least
Bracken
need
to go up against right. in the first round?
Johnson.
Mitch Johnson.
Okay.
Better numbers than Johnson, Varun, yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
I'd actually be keen to see how he stacks up against Hadley, you know, because those are pretty good numbers.
Yeah. So the next one is Saeed Ajmal versus Jason Gillespie.
I mean, it was interesting that Dizzy got through the first round.
I don't believe in science.
Yeah, science is the man, and science is through to the next round.
So Dizzy's adjusted numbers are adjusted strike rate of 31, adjusted econ of 4.9.
Yeah,
it's good.
Very
numbers,
good
man.
As well.
Yeah,
but a little bit like Bracken also, not massively a lot of games or long careers, I should say.
Yeah.
So we have Alan Donald versus Adam Zampa.
Okay. All right then.
Donald goes
yep.
through.
It's unanimous for
what
Adam
did you write, Jared?
What? Yeah, what
white,
is
white what? Lightning.
Oh.
Of course, I got that.
Yeah. We need a Jared translator.
So Zobby.
Yeah, so Zampa is.
I thought he had drawn a duck. 5.6 like
at a strike rate of 31.
Sorry, I missed what that. Was that again? What was that?
Zampa's got an econ of 5.6 and a strike rate of 31.
Okay, so it's. Oh.
That's not
yeah.
as impressive as
maybe
I
he's.
Be. I mean, it's still a good
barely.
Strike bowler.
Maybe he's fairly rated.
I mean, there were better. I mean, better numbers that we eliminated, right, in the first round.
I think with Zampa, I think the first half of his ODI career, he was quite poor,
okay.
and he's become a much better bowler. But where he was always a good T20 bowler.
Yeah. He was like the only functioning bowler for Australia in 2023 World Cup for a long time.
Yeah, for the entire group stages.
Whereas there were years I used to write about it where Zampa wasn't. He couldn't break through enough. In one day cricket, people would milk him, and now it's very hard to milk him.
Yeah. So the next round is Jasprit Bumrah versus Trent Bolt.
Ooh. That's spicy.
Ooh.
It is spicy because we all know who's going out over here, but still, you know, Bolt is unlucky to go up against Bumrah this early, I suppose.
Yep. Yeah. So Bolt's got an econ of 5 on the dot and the strike rate of 29.
Oh.
That's amazing.
And does a lot of that striking with the new ball. Yeah, he's been unlucky here. Very he should have been in the next round. That's more on Varun than anything else.
Yeah, Varun's fault.
We got the two Aussies up against each other. Glenn McGrath versus Craig McDermott.
Okay. I feel like we had our fun with McDermott, and now he's gone.
The lesson, Mick.
Yeah.
So McDermott has a adjusted striker of 29 and an adjusted econ of 5.2.
Told you.
Terrific.
Incredible bowler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's not McGrath.
Yeah. So the next one we have the two finger spinners, Muthiah Muralidharan and Mustafizur Rahman.
Nice one. Okay, so
that's funny on multiple levels, because isn't that what Jonathan Agnew said on air? Wow, this spinner must have good numbers from Bangladesh.
All right, so bye-bye, Fizz. Murali is through, as we all expected.
Yeah, so Fizz has an econ of 5.2 and a strike rate of 30.
Oh.
Well, that's so still really good, isn't it? Yeah.
He isn't quite Chris Springling it, is he?
But also, I would assume a lot of his wickets are at the death, which I'm not saying aren't great, but maybe not as efficient at the top.
And he also has a bit of a decline right after his injury, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah, all right. So Shane Bond versus Mornay Morkel.
I feel like Jared will surprise us over here. I just have that inkling. For me, it's a very straightforward decision. Da, 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 da. Oh, no, it's unanimous. Shane Bond is through.
Bond goes through.
Mornay goes out.
So Morkel's adjusted numbers are an adjusted strike rate of 29 and an econ of 5.2.
So how does that stack up? How does that stack up against Shaheen?
Similar, but Shaheen's strike rate was what? Like 26 versus 5.7.
Right? Yeah, so more expensive. Sorry. Shaheen's more expensive, but strikes at a better rate.
But he's a better strike bowler,
Yeah. Okay. I did those.
I think Shaheen has had a higher ceiling. I think Shaheen has a higher ceiling still.
I'm just thinking
Mornay's been a better bowler.
But also, I feel like Bond would have beaten both of them. So we're fine.
Well, we have the two leggies going up against each other now. Imran Tahir and Shane Warne.
Oh, all right. Okay. I don't know where to go with this one. Ah, man. I mean, I feel like Imran Tahir deserves far more respect than he gets, but he's been voted out unanimously over here.
Shane Warne.
He would probably have the better overall numbers, right?
Yeah.
And I actually think Warne would have been a better bowler later in his career, Mondays, than he was early. But Warne won a World Cup, basically, from nowhere for Australia.
Tahir is adjusted strike rate 30, and adjusted econ is 4.7.
Wow.
Oh, those are good numbers. I mean, his numbers are outstanding.
Yeah.
But I just don't know.
For spinner in South Africa, before the pitches became shit, that's better for spinner.
Yeah.
That's also true.
I just don't know who, what selector in the history of cricket would pick him over him.
Hmm. But probably the Pakistani selectors. Did anyone hit Shane Warne?
yeah,
everybody.
Steve Waugh.
Ooh, Steve Waugh. That's a good one.
All right. So Michael Holding versus Shakib Al Hassan.
Let's see if the Shakib fever holds up over here. Okay. He's gone already, but let's just wait to see what Jared has to say. I feel like he's cheating. I do have an inkling.
Got some cheating.
He's got like all of his windows open and he's looking at all the raw numbers, which shouldn't technically be allowed, but okay. Shakib's gone.
We're allowed to look at raw numbers. He said that
before. You can if
raw numbers, he said
before. It won't help you much unless the people are from the same era.
Yeah. Anyway, Holding wins and Shakib is out.
So Shakib's, what was his numbers? Yeah, so adjusted record of about 38, adjusted econ of 4.6.
So pretty good defensive option then.
Mitch Stark versus Anil Kumble.
Okay. Even I've written down Mitch this time. What did he write down?
Mr. Healy.
Oh, Mr. Healy. All right.
Yeah, so Kumble has an adjusted strike rate of 38, adjusted econ of 4.6.
So Kuldeep does have better numbers than him.
Elite defensive bowler.
4.6 isn't as low as I thought Kumble would be, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought he'd be around 4.3.
His actual was 4.3. His actual was 4.3, so.
Yeah, fair enough.
Interesting.
Yeah, so the next one is Saqlain Mushtaq versus Damien Fleming.
This one's fairly straightforward. Or
it's funny that some people get such an easy second round and other people are like...
I know, right?
The Saqlain has been like, sure, he is an amazing ODI bowler and expect him to make it to the later rounds, but he's gotten a really easy draw. Like, really easy.
So Fleming has an adjusted strike rate of 28, adjusted econ of 5.3.
That's pretty
good. It's a hell of a strike bowler. Yeah. I mean, those are good numbers. He didn't play a lot of cricket. I will say this, though. It is hilarious that Fleming made it to the second round and Steyn didn't.
Yeah.
This is a definite battle there. No? Yeah, Mohammad Shami versus Waqar Yunus.
Is it? I don't know. Jared is thinking. He's got his thinking hat on.
If you're not thinking,
this might
have
gone slightly too early.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Shami goes.
That, I mean, it probably shouldn't be unanimous because we did the numbers the other day and they're very close. But I think Waqar is the slightly better strike bowler still, and neither of them are very economical.
Yeah, so Shami's econ is about 5.5 and his strike rate is about 25.7 or 26.
Oh, damn.
So that means Yunus is going to be under that.
Yeah. We didn't expect Shami's strike rate to be very low, though, because we've done so much work on him.
I do like the idea that, like, Shami is the lesser Pringle.
So the next one is Imran Khan versus Shoaib Akhtar.
Okay. All right. I feel like I'm going to be the only one voting for Akhtar, and I am the only one voting for Akhtar.
Imran Khan goes through.
Yeah, I mean, you vote for Ajan Dominguez over Imran Khan, right? So.
I mean, yeah, that is also true. But I at least accept my defeat over there. Over here, I do feel like Shoaib Akhtar.
Shoaib versus Ajan Dominguez, who would you have been?
So Shoaib Akhtar has an adjusted strike rate of 28, adjusted econ of 5.4.
Really, see, that is really good. It's phenomenal. I did remember Akhtar being really, really good in ODIs, which is why I voted for him. But it's fine. Imran goes through.
We have Brett Lee versus Curtly Ambrose.
Oh.
All right. Okay.
I'm guessing that Curtly was a great defensive bowler, but he also took wickets. And whereas Lee probably... okay. I don't think there's much between them attacking, and I think there'll be a lot between them defensive.
Oh, so Curtly's gone. Binga is through
to
the next round.
I reckon if we compare those numbers later, you guys might have got that one wrong.
Well, we'll know Curtly's numbers.
He's got an adjusted strike rate of 34. Adjusted econ of 4.3.
So it's he might be the best defensive bowler ever then, no, Jared?
Seema. Bolakko's like 4.2, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's the end of the round of 32. We're on to the round of 16 now.
Okay.
How do you guys feel?
Interesting.
I feel like I've been doing this for 55 minutes. That's how I feel.
Which is true. But I mean, I think like this is a lot more organized than the batters. But yeah, I feel like barring a couple of people who were really unlucky to miss out on the round of 16, I think more or less we've got this right.
This is brought to you by Cricket 8. They are a new player in the game trying to educate fans on what is really happening in cricket. We have a partnership with them where we host live watch-alongs, do podcasts and write articles. If you want to know what is really happening with our game, visit cricket8.com.
Okay, how about this one? Joel Garner versus Wasim Akram, the first round.
I knew this was going to happen, right? Because I've been keeping track and... Is there a right answer over here? I don't even know. There is a right answer. And you both have gone for Garner, which is fair. I was just trying to save Waz, but he has to go.
I don't think there's much between them, and they shouldn't be up against each other in this. Like, Waz should be making it to the top eight, but unfortunately, if you go up against Garner, you're just going to lose.
Wasim has an adjusted strike rate of 30. Sorry. Mm-hmm. And the adjusted econ of 4.8.
Oh. Damn. Imagine having those numbers and still heading off early.
Yeah, because every scatter plot that you guys have done on Garner, he's like an anomaly, right?
Yeah.
It's him and Bumrah in their own league, kind of.
And even if you want to do something like, but 92 World Cup did this, it's like, well, Garner did that in 79.
So the next one is Richard Hadley versus Saeed Ajmal.
Okay. Feel like we're going to get a split over here as well. Okay, science is the man and through to the quarters.
Ajmal goes through.
Yep. SRH. Misses out.
I don't think there's much between Hadley and Ajmal on the advanced numbers, if I remember correctly.
Hadley has an adjusted strike rate of 31, adjusted econ of 4.4.
Yeah, it's pretty phenomenal.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So the next round is Alan Donald versus Jasprit Bumrah.
Whew.
Oh.
breaking the sweat out.
That's unfair. I think Waz and Alan Donald have been hard done by seedings here.
Yeah,
I just voted for Donald just for the fun of it because I knew you guys would go with Boomerang anyway.
That's how. Hey, it's those kind of protest votes is how we end up with people like Donald Trump.
Okay, so Donald has an adjusted strike rate of 26, adjusted econ of 5.
Oh my god!
Oh,
oh man!
This is and so did it from first change, partly because he couldn't handle the new ball. But that's a different.
Yeah, he doesn't have the best strike rate, but I think he had the best wickets per match.
Yeah, that's I think you're right.
It's really sad that we've lost both of Wasim and Alan Donald in the round of 16. And now I do feel dirty. Forget everything I said prior.
You feel worse. Feel worse. Trust me. Okay, so Glenn McGrath versus Muthiah Muralidharan.
Oof.
Oh, no.
This is like the round of 16 from death or something.
I feel like three or four six are out.
Yeah. It's like
that's
every
the beauty
round
of
now.
Knockouts, man.
Every round.
Chaos.
It's lethal.
Yeah, unlike the last time, I think the last time we started like chaotically and it became calmer. This time it's the opposite.
Yeah.
Started off calm and now we're just going into like a chaos round.
It's like this particular round of 16 was drafted in hell, right? Satan was doing this, not Varun.
I don't feel happy about this at all, but.
Yeah.
I kind of think that's okay because it should be split, that vote.
Yeah.
And I just don't know which way to go. I think McGrath's numbers are so ridiculous.
Would McGrath be top 4?
His adjusted strike rate is 29 and his adjusted econ is 4.5.
Damn.
I feel a little bit better.
No, but those are still great numbers. Also, just for the audio listeners.
It could be, yeah.
Jared voted for McGrath. He wanted him through and Estelle and I voted Murali. So McGrath's out, Murali's in.
I completely forgot to mention. I'll leave the link to the adjusted stats in the description. Or not the description, in the comments on the YouTube video.
Yeah.
Or Rakshit will, I'll ask him if I remember. So the next one is Shane Bond versus Shane Warne.
Ooh, I love how we've come to this. And we also, I think all of us are clueless on where to go in the Battle of the Shanes. Varun, you did this on purpose, didn't you? You could
see
this through.
The previous two were.
I did, and I told you. I see, and like I ranked them, and I did the order once.
Yeah, this is tough, man.
McGrath is out,
and so is Warney unanimously.
Oh, what's he?
I mean,
he actually had Warne as one of the best spinners ever. So I think when China and I looked at the numbers, his numbers really do hold up in ODI cricket. Yeah. So his adjusted strike rate is 32, adjusted econ is 4.6.
Mm.
Okay.
Damn.
Yeah.
I mean, I think all of us are big admirers of Shane Bond, which has seen him through to the quarters. But I'll be interested to see what his numbers eventually are whenever we get there.
Yeah. The next one is Michael Holding versus Mitchell Starc.
Okay, well, I think this one is also expected to be unanimous. Oh, this time he writes Starc, and I've written Mitch Healy.
All right. Yeah, so Holding's adjusted strike rate is 31, adjusted econ is 4.5.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's pretty
okay,
good.
So not quite as good as I thought he would be because his bowling average is really low. Yeah.
What was that, Estelle?
I thought his strike rate would be better.
Yeah.
I think he's just a incredibly low econ bowler. So the next one is Saqlain Mushtaq versus Waqar Yunus.
Okay. All right. This is tough. Man, I don't know how to, like, I'm going to change my answer. Nah,
oh my gosh. West
I didn't change my answer.
Saqlain goes through.
I had to go with Saqlain because, look, he was unplayable for, like, that entire period where he took those 288 wickets.
Waqar's adjusted strike rate is 25. Adjusted econ is 5.7.
Yeah, so expected the econ
best
to be higher.
Best ever.
Yeah. Look. Waqar, if his career wasn't split in two halves, you know, between, you know, pre-injury and post-injury, I feel like he would have beaten Saqlain over here.
Worth mentioning, Estelle did go for him.
Yeah.
Which I think, again, that should have been another split decision. That could have gone either way.
Yep. I almost changed my answer. I almost went Waqar after crossing Saqlain out.
Yeah, on Waqar, I think from 89 to 94, his adjusted numbers would be an adjusted striker of 23 and an econ of 5.7.
Yeah. See,
I love that he kept the bad econ anyway, though.
So the final battle of the round of 16 is Imran Khan versus Brett Lee.
Okay.
Oh.
This is going to be interesting.
I know where it's going.
I don't actually know you'll work here.
Yeah, so this time it's unanimous for Binga. Yeah, I mean, honestly, we've been robbed of a Brett Lee versus Shoaib Akhtar contest over here because that was going to happen if these guys didn't vote him out.
So Imran's adjusted strike rate is 33. Adjusted econ is 5.2.
See, it's not that great. That's what I thought. You guys over-indexed on Imran Khan and got rid of Shoaib Akhtar.
Not better than Rajan Khamenei.
They're
already
at bowler. Yeah. If this was test bowlers, he would be really like winning everything for me. But I didn't vote for Imran.
He's a better bowler than Ajunta Mendes. But
yeah, sure. I'll take the L over there, but not versus Shoaib.
What did he do in the 87 World Cup, Byron? Do you remember?
Yeah. Average like 13 or something, right?
Mm. Yeah. Just say. He had a pretty in a tournament when no one took any wickets. He had average of 13. When he tried, he tried.
Okay, who's next?
Right.
Are we through to the quarters?
This is the quarterfinals, yes.
Yeah, okay, wow. So build up some hype, man. Right. A drum roll, do-do-do-do sort of thing.
That sounds like the final countdown.
The quarterfinal countdown.
So we have Joel Garner versus Saeed Ajmal.
Okay, well, I suppose...
Fun while it lasts.
Science loses.
Science goes out. Estelle, every single time you get this
is
wrong.
Is Estelle written? Oh my God. Estelle showed the back of her paper.
Yeah.
Ajmal has the adjusted strike rate of 30, adjusted econ of 4.3.
Okay. I thought his strike rate might have been even lower than that.
Yeah, I would have guessed like
he's a spinner, so I think spinners will have higher strike rates anyway. Mm. Naturally.
Mm. Sure.
So the next battle is Bumrah versus Murali.
Oh.
Damn. You know what? I'm going to change my answer. He's changed his answer. Yeah, I'll tell you why I've gone Murali. Because you've got to give...
Bumrah's been eliminated.
You've got to give longevity some respect as well, right?
I think we have officially lost all the viewers now. So
now we're getting... slammed left, right, and center. Look,
An econ of 4.6, an econ of 4.6, a strike rate of 31 for Bumrah.
Oh, so it's not as ridiculous as I thought. And I agree that Bumrah is otherworldly, but Murali did it for what, 20 years, right? So
to be honest, I was pretty split on those two. I think I think they probably both deserve to be in the top four.
Also, so I think with Bumrah, the perception is very much clouded by his T20 achievements, right? Like, white ball cricket is now more T20 cricket. So, I think when we think about it immediately, it's like, of course, he's awesome. But
I think
his true economy holds up. I think it's just that the actual economy doesn't.
Maybe we can do this again when Bumrah retires and the answer is different. But right now, I just went with Murali for longevity.
I think that's fair. All right, so the next battle is Shane Bond versus Mitchell Starc.
Oh, boy.
Horrible semi-final, isn't it?
A very easy run through this.
Yeah, Shane Bond had a David Miller-esque run, right? But it's time. Right. It's time for him to go. This time we Bond all wrote Starc. So this was a first as well.
That's true. It was destined. Yeah, so Bond
came back to base because I've been writing Starc 27. Right.
Bond had an adjusted strike rate of 27, adjusted econ of 4.7.
Wow. Oof.
Really good.
That's why we took him all the way through, everyone, in case there's a lot of people going, what was going on? And unlike Pringle, it wasn't like he wasn't picked. It was like he would have been a great bowler. He just, unfortunately, his body didn't stand up.
Yeah. Very visceral sort of experience watching him bowl. It was almost like he was so feral with that action, right? Like he was a cat. But a very ferocious one.
Yeah. Like an insane talent.
No.
What?
Like a puma?
He was like a Tim Tam that you put in milk. I don't understand your analogy at all. Let's just do the next round.
The next one is Saqlain Mushtaq versus Brett Lee.
Ooh.
That's tough. It's tough.
It's tough.
All right. Feel like there's going to be a split over here. And there is a split. I knew Estelle would save Brett Lee. That's almost destined. I mean, that she would try to save
Brett Lee.
The plan
goes through.
Yeah.
But I think Brett Lee's numbers are really good, right?
They're almost as good as Suklane's.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Brett Lee has an adjusted strike rate of 26. Adjusted econ of 5.3.
Wow. Yeah, great numbers, yeah. I mean, he's... Again, I think there are better bowlers who went out in previous rounds, but he certainly deserved to make it this far.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the greatest strike bowlers we've ever seen, right?
Yep. So,
and that's the end of the quarterfinals, guys.
We've arrived to the semis. This is when the fun graphics go up as well.
It's
going to
be horrible, isn't it?
Yeah, well, right. let's just do this quickly, Varun.
The first semi-final, we have Joe Garner versus Muthiah Muralidharan.
Whoa. I feel like Jared is about to have an aneurysm. Oh, no, he doesn't.
No,
Joel Garner survives. Estelle has committed blasphemy by voting Murli out.
I'm split with that. Because my only problem with it is because like Garner doesn't have even 150 wickets, right? And Murli has 540 something.
Why didn't you vote for Murli
but
then?
But also, but Garner's a better bowler, right?
What if you ever have to go to Kandy again?
Yeah.
I don't think anybody cares. Because Murli doesn't live here, right?
Well, that is also true.
Yeah.
Remember, though, with Garner, his career was probably would have been more of a normal length. It's just that he wasn't always playing for the team and he wasn't fit. And if you add World Series cricket, I don't know how many wickets he took in that, but it's probably another 50 or so.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, so Murli's adjusted strike rate is 31. Adjusted econ of 4.2.
Expected the strike rate to be a bit
lower. That strike rate should have,
I think 31 for a finger spinner. I know he's not a finger spinner, but I think 30, we've had a lot of spinners around, a couple of good strike spinners around 30, but when you're matching it with perhaps the best defensive numbers of all time, I think that's what you're talking about then. So he's basically a strike bowler who also is one of the greatest defensive bowlers of all time.
Yeah, definitely. He's putting pressure with both metrics.
All right.
So the second semi-final is Mitchell Starc versus Saqlain Mushtaq.
Jeez, these two have had the good draw, haven't they?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
One side had the much easier draw around.
Remember in the batters how it was all chaotic at the start?
But when
when we ultimately ended up with Viv, AB, Sachin and Virat in the final four, we were like, you know what? It's kind of played out all right. Over here, I don't feel the same way. I feel like the semi-finalists were really random.
No, I think Garner and Murli deserve that.
And this one is the one that he did the seedings and it wasn't just randomly picked up.
Yeah, this one I tried to make it more fair and it became more random. Do you see the point?
Oh.
We went through.
Hold
is it a split?
It might be a... Oh! Saqlain! Really?
Saqlain goes through.
I'm the guy who voted Starc? Wow.
What I love about this is that both of you had a chance to save someone from your own country, and you both decided to go against that player.
All right, so Mitchell Starc's strike rate is 27.
Let it be known that we're not biased.
5.3.
Yeah. Let that be known.
No, that's true. You guys can't be biased. Yeah, so Starc's strike rate is 27. His econ is 5.3.
Okay.
Yeah.
But on the I don't think he's top four.
Is he top four? Like
no.
No.
He's
probably not.
Is Saqlain
top eight?
Yeah, top eight is
Saqlain in the top four for you guys.
Well, Saqlain is in the top two now. So.
He's in the top two, but he's in the top four is what I'm asking.
I probably would have had him top. I would have had him fifth, I reckon. And this, not looking at numbers or anything, but off the top of my head, I probably would have had him fifth.
Okay.
I would have had. I think I would have had Bumrah and McGrath ahead of Saqlain, but I also think Saqlain has a fairly good case to be the greatest spinner in ODI cricket history as well. But I'd still probably have Murli slightly ahead of him. But so, I mean, we basically already said who's going to win now.
Garner
versus Saqlain Mushtaq is the grand final.
I mean, look,
who wins?
We're all good areas employees. So I feel like we might lose our jobs over here if we don't vote Garner, right?
Joe Garner is the greatest ODI bowler of all time.
Yeah, Saqlain gets silver. And who do you think gets bronze? We should do that. We should make that a thing in knockouts.
Let me just show you the numbers before we go there, I think.
Okay.
So Saqlain's adjusted strike rate is 26. Adjusted econ is 4.6.
Holy shit. So, you know what? I don't feel bad about this.
Do you know when I did the ranking? I had both of them 1 and 2.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So this
Yeah.
checks out.
So the seeding had them 1-2. I think Bond was 3. Donald was 4. McGrath 5. I think Mendes on numbers was 6. Just purely on numbers. Joel Garner's adjusted strike rate is 29. Adjusted Econ is 4.2.
Ooh, so it was a worthy final then, right? Garner versus Sackey.
Yeah.
The final was probably the right one. You had the best seamer going up against the best spinner.
True.
Yep. You know what? I still think I'd pick Murali over Sackey, but I don't think there's much between them.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting how, you know, these knockouts have their own life and the journey is so weird. But in the end, we somehow convince ourselves that it worked out.
We convince ourselves. You're right.
Would you guys say is your top four?
See, that's hard, man. Like,
I would
Murali, Wasim, Garner.
I would go...
You pick McGrath one?
No, I mean the top four. Garner would be
four.
One.
Okay.
Yeah. In no particular order, I would go Garner, Wasim, Bumrah, Murali.
Yeah, oh, okay.
I would have to agree.
I would have Garner, McGrath, Murali, and Bumrah probably ahead of Sackey, I think.
It's interesting how we all convinced ourselves that Sir Glenn was indeed top two and we didn't. Neither of us picked him in our top four.
That's what I said. I think he's fifth. I think he's definitely... I mean, I don't think it's as automatic. Like, I don't have Wasim Akram in my four, right? So I think you would probably have... I think there's about a top six and they're pretty interchangeable, that top six, depending on what you like. Because you can make the claim that Sackey is better than Murali. But you could certainly make the claim exactly straight back again in the other direction. And Wasim Akram, Jasprit Bumrah, and Glenn McGrath, I think, are all fairly interchangeable too, depending on which ones you like. Garner is probably, and that is number one, is probably no mistake. Garner is probably the only one I don't think you can make an argument that he doesn't slip into the top four.
Well, I mean, it's also interesting to note that we've had two knockouts thus far, and we're going to be doing this once a month, guys. And both the winners have been from the West Indies. Viv Richards and Joe Garner.
Not just from the West Indies, from the same side. How good is that
team? I think both of them only have one World Cup together, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Garner plays 79. Viv Richards would have been 75 and 79.
Viv does play 75. I forgot.
They should have won 83.
Yep.
And they were definitely still good enough to win in 87 as well, right? So they could have won the first four World Cups. Obviously, you know, India surprised them in that other game. And 87, I think they sort of crumbled a little bit. You might remember this. There was a game where in 87 where I think Courtney Walsh was bowling for them and Pakistan beat them off the last ball when there was a mancad.
Oh, yes.
Courtney Walsh refused to mancad them.
Yes.
I think Abdul Qadir was batting, right?
Yeah, it's something like that.
It might have been Salim Yusuf or Abdul Qadir, one of those guys.
I might have been both, actually.
Or Salim Jaffer, maybe.
Yeah, I think when we look at the numbers the other day, those early West Indian sides completely hold up. The biggest issue was they didn't play a lot of games. But remember that when they were the best side also in World Series cricket, when one of the other teams was a World 11, right? So that's how good they were. And they also had weirdly enough, I don't know how many times they went in with like a full strength side. They could have picked better sides sometimes. But their selection wasn't as good as their tactics were or anything else. But look, they were absolutely brilliant. I'm glad that Garner came out on top.
Abdul Qadir and Salim Jaffer.
Yeah, got them right. Bam.
I think I did Abdul Qadir and Imran Khan backwards in my head, by the way, before, when it comes to their numbers.
Okay, well, that's a wrap on the second episode of Good Areas Knockout. Let us know how you felt about it in the comment section below. Thank you, Varun, for trying to be more organized with this this time around. But honestly, I want you to try a third different technique the next time we do one of these, right? Let's try everything.
The next one will be IPL batters, and we have Virat Kohli and AB de Villiers first round.
Yeah, actually, the IPL is coming. And AB wins guys
that
will...
as well. So yeah, that will piss off a lot of Kohli fans.
Yeah. That episode will come out in April, so you guys better wait for it. And yeah, give us a like, share, subscribe, all of that stuff. And just a quick reminder, you can go to goodareas.co and bookmark that webpage, which can prove to be a one-stop shop for all the work that we do as part of this team, whether it be written content, videos, or podcasts. That's all for today, and let us know how you feel, and have a good one, guys. Goodbye.
Or don't let us know how you feel.
Yeah.
thank you for listening. This podcast has an ad-free version via Patreon, where there are also many other extras as well, including a Discord channel where you can chat to me directly. There is a link to the Patreon in the show notes. We are an independent podcast, so support us any way you can. Maybe give us a review, subscribe, or share on social media. All of these things help us. And when it comes to podcasts, word of mouth is always the best way of making it grow. If we had a guest on, chances are their socials are in the show notes. Please support everyone who comes on this show. I am Jared Kimber, and this is my network. But we also have hosts and co-hosts like Bahram Kazi and Estelle Vassadevan. This network is overseen by Nick McCorriston, and each episode is produced by Ishit Kaburka at Sound Potion Studio. Mukunda Bandredi, or Muku as most people will know, is the head of our YouTube channels, and he also helps out with so many other things like the podcast recordings. And there's so many other people we could thank here, but I just want to thank all the listeners and all the people who help behind the scenes that make this podcast work. If you make any content, Minbo Pro is the tool for you. Take your long format content and cut it and slice it for social media. This AI-inspired weapon will turn your one piece of work into so many clips. Try Minbo.pro now.